I was a naughty kid in the day, not because I disrespected my mom or hated listening, but because, I'd like to think, I was busy connecting invisible dots. It started when I was about 5 or 6 years old and I really, really wanted a new pair of Nike trainers. They were expensive, too much for a single mom, and I knew it. So instead of asking her for the shoes outright, I convinced her I needed them for a fictitious tennis match. Eventually she caved, and man, was I stoked with my Nikes. For several days, I figured I was in the clear, until she asked my friends how the match had gone. When all they could do was look confused, the game was up, and I had a few well-deserved slippers flung my way. I pulled a similar stunt at the OK Bazaar in the town of Middelburg a few years later, this time to get my feet into a new pair of Reeboks. When no one was looking, I swapped price tags with a far cheaper pair of North Stars, and my mom became an unwitting accomplice when she agreed to buy them for me. Sorry, Momon. On the surface, these stories may seem like a kid just messing around, or perhaps the start of a disconcerting sneaker fetish, but I've come to understand them as a first glimpse into a deeper part of my identity. Nike wasn't a powerhouse brand when I suddenly took up tennis. Michael Jordan hadn't sunk his first pro basket yet, let alone launched the Air Jordan. But something inside me connected a pair of shoes on a shelf to a billion-dollar business that was still finding its feet. Then, with the arrival of Reebok on the scene, a part of me sensed the great shoe brand rivalry that would follow. It's fair to say Nike went on to win that one. I felt the same connection the first time I saw acupuncture footwear in Shelley's Covent Garden in London. It was 1997. They were the first dress-up, dress-down trainer, meaning you could wear them with shorts or with a suit. Radical. This was BG, before Google. So I had to let my fingers do the talking and find the owner of the brand in the book. It took me nearly 3 months, but I eventually tracked him down and set up a meeting. I bought some secondhand clothes in Camden so I could suit up, and at the age of 23, managed to secure my first distribution agency. I got the shoes into 40 boutiques back in South Africa, as well as Edgar's, a major player back then. I then used the money I made to buy my first restaurant. I made the move from footwear to food because I had the same sense of excitement the first time I sat in a Premier Piatti restaurant in 1999. I could just tell they were going to be huge. I went on to own 5 Premiers by 2008, a story you'll know well if you've read my previous books. It kept happening. Also in 1999, I tried to bring G-Star clothing to South Africa before it became a truly iconic label. In 2008, I secured the rights to import Chromagen solar water heaters from Israel, just in time for the countrywide blackouts that started that year. There are other stories like this, but I'd like to write more books, so I'm going to leave it right there for now. Point is, I wouldn't have been able to tell you how or why I knew these opportunities had potential at the time, but it turns out that I had a knack for spotting consumer expectations and the trends that addressed them. Where others didn't even know the dots existed, I found myself connecting them, from early opportunity through to long-term brand success.